Sports. I'm Bill Wise. Media reports say the Kansas City Chiefs are finalizing new contracts that would keep head coach Andy Reid and general manager Brett Veach in Kansas City through the 2025 season. First reported by the NFL Network, the team is working on six-year contracts for both Reid and Veach after they helped lead the Kansas City Chiefs to their first Super Bowl in 5 decades. The Chiefs have not confirmed the contract extensions. Missouri's labor director says the Show Me State is the first in the nation to receive maximum funding for the Shared Work Program, which allows employees to receive a portion of their unemployment benefits while working reduced hours and retaining benefits like health insurance. Department of Labor Director Anna Hughes says the program can be used in situations like plant retooling or during economic downturns.
The Shared Work Program allows for any sort of 20% to 40% reduction in work hours to be spread over your entire workforce.
Missouri has received $1.8 million in grants for the Shared Work Program, which benefits large and small employers and employees. 167,000 Missouri employers pay into the state's unemployment insurance trust fund. This week, the State Peace Officer Standards and Training Commission is considering public comments on the training of law enforcement officers. The training concerns they discussed yesterday include how to handle and de-escalate violent or emotional situations. Another public comment the Post Commission discussed was community engagement. Springfield Police Chief Paul Williams.
You can't just depend on technology. I mean, body cameras is an excellent tool to kind of ferret out some of that improper behavior that might be hidden. But there's got to be a level of community engagement and trust being built.
Chief Williams says that's the role of local law enforcement, not the commission at the state level.
As post commissioners, we can dictate and the state can advocate for a certain level or amount of training to help with that. But we really need to encourage our law enforcement professionals across the state that they really need to be holding each other accountable and working with the community to do that.
The next public listening session is tomorrow at 2. The Missouri Court of Appeals says part of a legislative redistricting plan's November ballot summary language has major problems.
The 3-judge panel says new wording must be used on a section of the Amendment 3 November ballot measure to prevent voters from being misled. It says the summary, written by the Republican-controlled legislature, quote, fails to acknowledge what the amendment would do, which is to substantially modify and reorder the districting criteria approved by voters, unquote, in 2018. The court unanimously ordered the summary to explain that the measure would transfer responsibility for drawing districts from a nonpartisan demographer to governor-appointed bipartisan commissions. It does not have a problem with language on the provisions detailing paid lobbyists and campaign gift restrictions. The state could ask to have the case transferred to the Missouri Supreme Court. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
You're listening to news on Missouri Net.